Welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Mario Ritter in Washington. Today we have a special report on the memorial service for former South African President Nelson Mandela. Thousands of mourners attended the service on Tuesday in Johannesburg. The attendees included more than 70 heads of state, including the President of the United States, Barack Obama. Later, we tell about Mandela's part in ending white minority rule in South Africa. South Africans gathered Tuesday to remember and mourn former South African leader Nelson Mandela. A huge memorial event at a Johannesburg sports center brought together national leaders from around the world. George Groh has the report by VOA's Anita Powell, who was there.
Rainy weather did not stop more than 60,000 South Africans, foreign officials, and others from meeting at the Johannesburg Soccer Stadium to celebrate the life of Nelson Mandela. The former president and anti-apartheid leader died Thursday at the age of 95. He had suffered continued lung infections. He was praised in South Africa and around the world for leading the intense struggle to end South Africa's oppressive system of racial separation. He spent 27 years in prison for his opposition to the government. But after his release, he would become South Africa's first black president in 1994. Nelson Mandela was considered extraordinary for his growth during his years in prison from an angry youth leader to a wise statesman. He became known for stressing the need for racial reconciliation in a deeply divided nation. World leaders and celebrities and crowds of South Africans met at the stadium. Mr. Mandela's last public appearance took place there in 2010 at the World Cup Finals. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke at the memorial. He said Mr. Mandela is his teacher, his example.
Over 30 years ago, while still a student, I learned of Nelson Mandela and the struggles taking place in this beautiful land. And it stirred something in me. It woke me up to my responsibilities, to others and to myself. And it sent me on an improbable journey that finds me here today. And while I will always fall short of Madiba's example, he makes me want to be a better man. He speaks to what's best inside us.
45-year-old Johannesburg resident Thuli Fila said she could not miss the event. She credits Mr. Mandela for helping her get ahead in life.
As a South African and someone who's seen apartheid before and now witnessed, you know, the new democracy, there was no way that I could miss this day. Mandela is everything to us. I've got the kind of job that I have now because of Mandela. I have the kind of home that I have now because of Mandela. You know, everything that we have in this country, we owe it to Mandela and his colleagues.
Mr. Mandela was also a politician, and his memorial was not free of politics. Mr. Mandela's death has taken place at a time of rising disapproval of President Jacob Zuma, who has been accused of corruption. The crowd expressed disapproval of Mr. Zuma many times during the event. The gathering cheered former President Thabo Mbeki and even cheered the nation's last apartheid president, F.W. de Klerk. Mr. Mandela's body will now go to the capital, Pretoria, where it will remain for 3 days. He will then be buried in a family ceremony in his ancestral home of Kunu, each province will also hold memorial ceremonies. I'm George Grow.
South Africa's system of racial separation and white rule ended in a surprising way, not with violence, but through compromise and negotiations. VOA's Anita Powell in Johannesburg spoke with two South Africans who took part in the talks. Katie Weaver has her report.
It began secretly in the 1980s with unofficial talks between Nelson Mandela and members of the South African Intelligence Service. At the time, Mandela had spent more than 20 years in prison for fighting the white minority government and its racial policies. Nelson Mandela later wrote that he made a decision to reach out to the government. It was possibly the wisest political decision of his life. It led to the 1993 Nobel Peace Prize, and later his election as South Africa's first black president. Dave Stewart is head of the F.W. de Klerk Foundation. He says Mandela's decision was the right move. It showed the ANC was a political force that could be taken seriously. But it did not please militant members of the African National Congress. 20 years ago, Dave Stewart was a top assistant to Mr. de Klerk, who was South Africa's president. Mr. de Klerk was involved in the later part of the negotiations. He shared the Nobel Prize with Mr. Mandela.
The role played by Nelson Mandela in at this juncture was extremely important. Sitting in prison in Pulsmore in Cape Town, he reached the conclusion by himself and often against the advice and wishes of his colleagues that there was not going to be an armed or military outcome to the struggle in South Africa, that there would have to be a negotiated solution.
Jay Naidu was active in the struggle against apartheid. He says only Nelson Mandela had the ability to take such an unpopular step within the ANC. Mr. Naidu was then head of South Africa's largest group of trade unions.
The apartheid regime could not defeat us, and we could not defeat them. We were in a stalemate. The alternative was a scorched earth. So in that context, leaders arose on both sides of the conflict to say, how do we lay the basis for a peaceful settlement? And there was no better person to lead our side than Nelson Mandela, someone who had spent 27 years in jail for our freedom.
Jay Naidu also praises the labor movement and the work of trade union negotiators.
We had a whole decade of negotiations on very tough and adversarial issues before the political negotiation process started.
Dave Stewart says things changed quickly after the negotiations started. He says Mandela went on the offensive and came out swinging, a plan that might have failed with someone else.
In fact, some of his attacks on de Klerk were quite brutal. These issues could have led to serious complications in the negotiating process if different personalities were involved.
Both men also noted another issue that often is raised in discussions about Nelson Mandela: his powerful personality and his humility. It was that rare combination, they said, that enabled Mandela to take a brave step that changed the world around him. I'm Katie Weaver.
And that is our show for today. For more programs, English teaching lessons, and videos, visit our website, learningenglish.voanews.com.